Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am back, folks, but I am unwell. Many of you don't know that, but you'll hear it in my voice today, of course. And that's what happens when you travel. I had to go to Texas for a big event. It's called the Lion's Den, helping a friend of mine who's trying to get her streaming service off the ground. Doesn't compete with me, obviously, and we're partnering in that. And the minute that I hit the road, I mean, you go to the airports, you sit in airplanes, you're around dozens of people. In my case, it was hundreds. No, it was actually thousands. And there's just no way around it. No mask is going to work. No vaccine is going to work. When you're exposed to thousands of strangers, it is almost impossible not to get sick. And Melissa knows the cycle all too well, especially when I was really active on the speaking circuit. And while I lament how bad I felt over the last week, I really do wish I was on the speaking circuit because it would mean I was making a lot more money. And just believe me when I tell you, I'm just as funny and entertaining as I was 5 years ago, today as I was 5 years ago, I should say, when I was in the peak of my career. And just for the record, I don't feel like my career has peaked. I believe that there is much greater coming. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are hanging in there with me. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I know I sound like a weak puppy, but I'm on the back end of this thing. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to talk about this a little bit. I want to talk about it in the context of you can't protect yourself from everything. And I will tell you, I do feel bad for not doing shows when I'm sick. And Tim used to have a trailer. He's one of my former producers. Tim would run a trailer that would say, this is a best of or something like that. And we should do that. And I know that my producers tried to keep the shows as relevant to the topics at hand while I was gone. But running Best Of, though I do believe these are great shows, it doesn't provide the insight of what's happening today. But what I do love most about when we do Best Of shows is when you folks contact me and you remind me of how timeless the shows can be, how timeless some of the things that I said on those shows are, how profound they were to you. Thank you so much for that. Because as I mentioned to you before, when I come on the radio, I'm not thinking about, oh, I'm going to be Mr. Profound today, or I'm going to be super funny or whatever. It's a matter of how you're feeling in the mood and what's happening in the world. Every show is different. And just so you know, you could hear a show one way, one day, and you'll hear it another day, and it's different. It's kind of like a sermon. How many times at church have we heard, you know, somebody talking about Job or talking about the Good Samaritan or whatever, you know, but every time you hear it, it's different. It's delivered in a way, in a different context of some sort, or perhaps something in your life is different and it makes it more profound for you. But it is, to me, the height of, I don't know, because it's not ego. I don't care about it in that way, but it's the height of recognition. That's the word I'm looking for. See, I'm still sick. My mind's not working the way it should. But it's the height of recognition when you call me and you say, Kevin, heard your show. It's the best of, but it still touched me in this way. Anyway, let me move on because I want to talk about getting sick and put it in the context of what I want to talk about today. And I will say this about getting sick. And I want you to remember this because what I'm about to tell you is so profound. You'll never want to forget this. Getting sick stinks. Yeah, it stinks. Knowing that you're getting sick is the worst, the onset of sickness, when you know it's coming. You know what I mean? There's a period where you're fighting, you're thinking, oh, okay. You try to fight it off mentally. You tell yourself, I cannot get sick. I cannot get sick. How many times have you said that to yourself? I've said it to mine. I got an event coming up, or, you know, some, it could be, I'm talking about a speaking event, because I get paid unless I'm sick. But even with family, you know, you got a big event coming up. You're like, oh, don't want to be sick for that. Or you got a vacation coming up, things like that. But that onset of sickness triggers you. So either you fight it off mentally or you start trying to fight it off chemically. And you start thinking about all the things your mother taught you. And very little of it works, by the way. I love my mom, my grandmother who raised me. But a lot of the stuff she said made no sense. It's like my great-grandfather said, I had a stomachache, and he chewed up some tobacco and stuck it on my belly button. I think I was so grossed out by that, I just said, I'm well. Maybe that was the intent. Well, it certainly worked. But many of the things didn't work. And because sickness is just sickness. It's going to get you. The sickness is going to get you. Sickness is going to. You know what I hated most when I knew I was sick and I lost my voice? I lost my voice for 4 days, just so you guys are aware. And by the way, this still is not the sexy Kevin voice that you're used to as much as it's trying to come back. And on that note, I will say this. There'll come a day later this week when this little weak, feebly voice that you're hearing right now becomes the sexiest thing you've ever. You want to be around for that show, because that's the way my sickness works. It affects your vocal cords. You can't do anything. Then the next thing you know, man, you got this just soulful, sexy Barry White kind of voice going. You can hear. You can see it starting to come, right? I can already tell people are setting their clocks. They're like, ooh, let me get this on the calendar. Next couple days could be Kevin at his finest. But the point is, sickness is going to get you. Not to go all Gloria Estefan on you. The rhythm is going to get you, but the sickness is going to get you. And all you can do is you can try to predict what is that sickness. Now, before we get too much farther, I want you to understand something. Sickness is my metaphor for the next segment. I'm going to make a point here that I didn't think I was actually going to make, but as I'm, you know, letting God talk to me through my little words here on this radio show, I'm telling you, I'm going to make this about what you're going through, the sickness that is America, and how you recognize the sickness, how you tried to fight against it, but maybe we didn't win right away. But as I always like to remind my audience, we will win in the end. Glad you're with me. Stick with me a little while longer. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Ah, the beauty of sickness. Sickness, part of the human condition. It's what makes us relate to each other. Think about it. When somebody's sick, we can all relate. If you say, oh, Kevin, he's got the flu. Oh, geez, Kev, well, you know, then they start giving you all the recipes, you know, starve a cold, feed a fever, you know, kick a flu in the naughty bits. I don't know what all the different remedies are. But the minute you say, oh, boy, I got a head cold. Well, hey, you need to do this and make sure you take care of that. Drink plenty of water. Eat some chicken noodle soup. People give you all kinds of remedies. And you know why? They've tried them. They know what it feels like. They know what you're going through. They can feel your pain, to go all Bill Clinton on you here in just a second. But they understand you. Think about that. There's not a sickness on the planet that hasn't been experienced by every single race, creed, sexuality, gender, religion on the planet. It is a universal uniter. Sickness doesn't give a crap about your LGBTQ pronouns. Sickness, you will refer to me as they, them, zee, za, za, zim. No, sickness doesn't care. And I'll tell you something else. When you're sick, you don't care what your pronouns are, baby. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, you know you miss me. Admit it. I missed you. I was sick for a week. I'm going to get into this because I think this is very important, this topic that we're on. See, this is the reason why radio is fun. Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. But I was sick, and I want you to feel for me. I want you to know what it was like. I actually can't get too excited because then I'll cough. Then I go into these coughing fits because I'm not over my sickness. Yeah, I'm still with it. But here, the point is this. Sickness is one of these things where nobody has a monopoly on it. They can't. You know, there are people that go, oh, well, the reason why the plague came on these people is because of God, this, that, and the other. No, God will give anybody a plague. The righteous will get a plague. So don't feel like, you know, just because you're doing good, that God is going to, you know, the plague will not come to you. The plague comes to everybody. Just a fact. Sickness is like Democrats. See, you know they're out there. They're spreading the disease. And all you can try to do is to detect what the disease is and you try to mitigate it. Because here's why. Just like you cannot get rid of sickness, you cannot eradicate crazy. Can I get an amen up in this church? Look, when you realize that there's nothing you can do, in other words, I mentioned before in the first segment, You feel a sickness coming and you go, okay, Kevin Jackson, you're not going to get sick. You're going to mentally fight it off. And you can do that because the body will definitely help you. You got to stay positive. In fact, I'll tell you, when I felt a little sick, I fought it off for 2 or 3 days. I was like, you can't get sick, man. You're going to be here. You know, got all these people to deal with. In fact, the day I felt like I knew it was coming. I said, put it off one more day, Kev. And I did because that was the most important day for this event I was at in Dallas. And then once that event was over, it was like my body went, whew, Kev, we fought as hard as we could, baby. I was like, you know what, body? Go on, give up. So my body went, screw this. But you can't get rid of crazy. Sickness is going to happen. You realize that point. But there's nothing you can do except to adjust to the notion that you're going to be sick. You know it's here. I'm going to give you an example. Like when Biden was declared the victor in that fraudulent election, you knew at that point America was ill. There's nothing we could do. I know the point that I felt fully sick. My throat hurt like it does when I'm sick. It went from scratchy to crap. Oh, painful, you know? And I don't even have to ask if you know, because you're a human being. And if you're a human being over the age of 30, not even that, to be honest with you, you know what I'm talking about. Once you're sick, you then have a general idea of how your body's going to react. And the reason is because it's happened before. But one thing I noticed about my sickness is how intolerant of the effects of the sickness I have as I've begun to age. Let me put it this way. Well, before I do that, I'm going to say this. I find the same is true of politics. I know when America is sick as it is now. And in the past, in my youth, I was much more tolerant of America's sickness. People would ask me, Kevin, why don't you not say this during the time of Bush? Because I was healthier, politically younger. You know, I naive even, thought I could live forever kind of thing, right? Politically, I didn't pay attention to the Patriot Act under George Bush. I didn't recognize him as a rhino who was destroying the country. I didn't put two and two together that his father was the head of the CIA and became president of the United States. And why do we find ourselves in this surveillance state? You know, so think about it. Maybe I was too busy. One might argue, Kevin, you were quicker to better health in your youth, right? So you ignore the issues related to being sick. When you're young, you get sick. Maybe it lasts a couple of days, right? I'll only be down a couple days. It'll be back to normal. But as you age, you are down a couple of days when you get sick. Sickness lasts a lot longer. Think about it. When a kid gets hurt, what's the first thing you say? Just brush him off, dust him off. He'll be fine tomorrow. I mean, literally, my son broke his hand. Well, not literally. Actually, my son broke his hand, and they reset that hand. And when we went in for his checkup, the doctor was like, this bone's healing. You know, it was almost instantaneous. If you see his x-ray, you can barely detect this boy had a broken hand. I'm talking a bad break. Because kids, they get better faster. But as you age, you don't. Sickness lasts longer. But worse than that, it has a much greater impact. My body is a lot less tolerant of the fever and the chills and so on. And now I want to avoid sickness as much as possible. Translating that into the political, I don't want to be sick. I don't want the body politics sick. I don't want another 4 years of Joe Biden, because America suffered through a sickness. We are not down a couple of days. We are down a long time. America is too old to be going through this nonsense with Joe Biden. And what I want to talk about later today, or this broadcast, is what they're trying to make you believe about Joe Biden. This man should not be anywhere close to the presidency. It should be illegal for him to run as president of the United States. They know this. 25th Amendment is yelling with all the subtlety of a foghorn. And yet people want this man back in office. We'll be right back to talk more about the sickness of America.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Texas Republican Ted Cruz is pressing the case for an impeachment trial to happen in the U.S. Senate to oust Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Cruz and many Republicans blame Mayorkas and the Biden administration for allowing an invasion at the U.S. southern border.
In 2018, the drug cartels made roughly $500 million from human trafficking. In 2022, they made $13 billion.
Republicans contend Mayorkas is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats argue this is just a policy difference that is being blown out of proportion. NASA confirming that a metal object that crashed through a Florida home last month was indeed a chunk of space junk from the International Space Station. The space agency said it was a metal support used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been sick for almost a week, and this just is a cold, but I was sick for a week. The only thing that I think makes you reflect more about your life than sickness is death. Next, maybe war. But I don't know, because I've never been in a war, and I think most of us can only guess on that. I think war would obviously change you, but that war, to me, has to do with death. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Speaking of sickness, Joe Biden is one sick puppy. No doubt about it. Not only am I reflecting on death, I'm reflecting on war, I'm reflecting on crime, I'm reflecting on inflation. I'm beginning to think death is the answer. The only answer to surviving Joe Biden, apparently. I want to go back before we pivot back into politics too much, but there's an old saying that health is not valued until sickness comes. And it's very true. It is so true. A guy by the name of Federico Fellini said, my relationship with my body has changed. He says, I used to consider it as a servant who should obey and function and give pleasure. But he says, in sickness, you realize that you're not the boss. It's the other way around. I mean, I think we can all begin to feel that. And most of you who listen to my program, who are the over 40 crowd, I get some youngsters. I hope many youngsters listen to this program in retrospect because they're going to learn a lot. But I think many of us do believe exactly what Federico Fellini is saying. Sickness is what we're talking, people. As a guy said, childhood is a disease, a sickness you grow out of. But the one that I think, when I think about sickness and quotes that I've learned over the years, is one that was made by a guy. He's a writer, and he said, sickness, insanity, and death were all the angels that surrounded my cradle, and they have followed me throughout my life. His name was Edward Munch. And I said, when I thought about that quote, that's the way Democrats must feel. Sickness, insanity, and death are the angels that surround their cradle. Again, welcome. I'm glad you're with me. Hey, let's end this on a funny note. Rodney Dangerfield said, my mother had morning sickness after I was born. The king of the one-liners. Maybe him and Don Rickles. As you guys know, I love my comedy. I saw a meme. It says, I was willing to give my life for what I believed this country stood for. I was once willing, I should have said. Today, I would give my life to protect my family from what this country has become. Let me read that again. I was once willing to give my life for what I believed this country stood for. Today, I would give my life to protect my family from what this country has become. This is where we are. We have a president who's gotten us into wars. He's started proxy battles that make no sense whatsoever. He's a demented man who's leading demented people. People whose ideas make no sense on any planet except bizarro world. Joe Biden started the war in Ukraine. Joe Biden funded the attack on Israel that killed thousands of people. The aftermath of what Israel has done is on Joe Biden. It's not on Israel. And now Iran has been funded by Joe Biden to not only create the terror attack, fund the terror attack against Israel, but now the direct attack against Israel. And there are people who want this man in office. I want to play a clip. This is from John Cougar Mellencamp. He's doing a show, and apparently he has decided that he's going to speak on behalf of Joe Biden. And what I want to say, congratulations to the people in that audience who said enough is enough. And they told John Mellencamp, shut up and sing. And here was his reaction.
Yeah, real quiet. Sucker. Now here's the thing, man. You don't know me. You don't f***ing know me. Hey, Joe, find this guy and let me see him after the show.
I stopped the clip there for a reason. I stop it there because John Cougar Mellencamp, I don't know how old the guy is, 70? He doesn't know who shouted from the audience, but the guy sounded young. He doesn't know what this guy looks like. And what does he do? He pulls a Biden. Hey, guys, find this guy. I'll see him after the show. What? So you can do push-ups? Call him a dog face pony soldier? Has John Cougar Mellencamp not learned anything? He's a singer. Little Diddy by Jack and Diane. Shut up and sing. Nobody wants to hear your stupid commentary. And by the way, loved that the audience had the nerve to do it. And by, I don't know if you were kept paying attention, but that audience was not like, yeah, you know, get rid of this guy. There were people there just that are saying, just shut up and sing. I would never go see the clown, but if I were, I would have been, yeah, exactly what he said. And then I would have yelled, happy to visit you after the show. I want you to understand, your voice needs to be heard. And the sickness is not with us. Oh yeah, we're going to get sick, people. We must get sick in order to understand the human condition. That is the reason why God makes us suffer, so that we don't get so caught up in ourselves. Because without suffering, we would just be very, very good people that don't have an understanding of why and how do you measure it. And just so we're clear, doesn't matter how much good you do in the world, you're not worthy of what God gives you, the things that God is doing in your life. And we know that. They don't know that. The other side of this doesn't know it. They don't see sickness the way we do, as a learning process. I looked at everything that happened to me over the last week as something that made me understand my body. You know, as I said, I pull out all the different things that influence the way I think when something happens to me. And this was a cold, for goodness sakes. It's not so super profound that I could do an entire show on it, but it is to me, because I don't see it through the normal eyes of, oh, I had a cold. How many colds have I had since I started doing radio? 15, 16, whatever number of years. It's been too many now to count. And how much time spent doing this stuff and wondering what's the objective of it? The reason why I ask how many colds, I could have talked about this then. I've never had this conversation with my audience till right now. this conversation is the one that's important. And that's why I told you I was doing best ofs when I was down quite a bit, couldn't even talk and have a voice for 4 days. Still don't have my sexy voice. Some might argue that, but okay, ladies. But I'm not back by any stretch of the imagination. And I think you can tell that. But when I was doing the best ofs, I felt almost remiss. I felt like that I needed to be giving the audience whatever piece of me was there. My voice was cracking so bad I couldn't have done a show. I thought about it. Trust me. I could barely do this one. So I want you to understand the Mellencamps of the world, they think they're important. They think what they have to say matters. And you have to speak out. Your voice matters. That's why I did the show today. The first day I said to good Lord, I said, as soon as my voice comes back, I'm going to do a show. And I'm going to do a show dedicated to what my thoughts were as I struggled through yet another sickness. And I get less and less tolerant of being sick. The closer you get to your day of your death, the more introspective you become about things. And I don't like wasting time on sickness. I don't know how you feel. How do you like wasting the last 4 years of your life fighting against a madman? A man who has absolutely no reason to be president and he's not capable physically or mentally. How much sickness do you want to forego? Do you want 4 more years of this sickness? I know I don't. I don't want 4 more years of Mellencamp. I don't want 4 more years of the De Niro's. I want 4 more years of a healthy America. I want a healed America. And we will never get that with Democrats in charge.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
My producers told me we did not play the full Mellencamp clip, and as I stopped it, well, let's play the clip in its entirety, and here's what you're going to notice. Mellencamp gets called out because he starts proselytizing about Joe Biden. Somebody just says, shut up and sing. He didn't pay to hear your comments on Joe Biden. He couldn't take it. So he challenges it, like, find that guy. And insanity kicks in because he knows he's an old fart who might have just challenged a Marine or a UFC fighter. Not that anybody that, you know, would want to go see that guy that has those kind of credentials, but who knows? And then he decides he'll just sing. Then he gets upset, and here's what happens at the very end.
Yeah, real quiet.
No.
What do you think I've been doing, you sucker? Now, here's the thing, man. You don't know me. You don't know me. Hey, Joe, find this guy and let me see him after the show. Guys, I can stop this show right now and just go home. Tell you what I'm going to do. Since you've been so wonderful, I'm going to cut about 10 songs out of the show. Here we go. A little ditty.
Oh, poor little John Mellencamp. Nobody wants to hear his political views, and he took it personally. Yeah. Hey, John, you're an entertainer. And, I mean, the idea that this man doesn't even get it, that he should just be, let the audience enjoy what it is that you do and stop alienating him. But see, for him, liberalism is a sickness. That's the one thing good about being a conservative. You can most definitely cure yourself from the liberal. Not that you were ever that sick. Hopefully you weren't. And if you are a recovering leftist by any means, they should draw your blood because you are a freak of nature. Most people are not recovering leftists. They were people on the right who didn't realize they were never leftists to begin with. They were fooled because they had one or two things that they thought, oh, I'm liberal on how I feel about gay people, or I'm liberal on how I feel about the environment or whatever. Let me tell you something. Conservatives don't give a crap about your gayness. They know it's wrong. They go, it isn't natural, but they don't care if you want to do it. There are a lot of things that aren't natural that we accept. Oh, but Kevin, what about the sanctimonious Bible thumpers? What about them? What about the people on the left who don't accept us for being Christ followers? Something that simple. Or they don't accept us because we dare to want to protect the life of an unborn child. Or they don't want to accept us because we dare to want to hold criminals accountable for their actions. And I could go on. The sickness is in leftism. They can't leave it. We have a clip that it's a man on a street interview, and they're asking, is the selling of children, the sex trafficking of children, a misdemeanor or a felony? Play that clip.
Do you think that buying a child for sex should be a felony or a misdemeanor?
Felony.
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 Double felony.
Triple felony.
And you should go to prison automatically and never come out.
Felony.
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 I believe it should be a felony.
Felony.
I think you should definitely go to prison. Probably for the rest of your life at that point. I feel like anything involving children is a complete, like, bro, you're out of here for me. Like, don't mess with kids.
I think a felony. I think you should be put away for a really long time, if not life.
Oh, felony. Jail for life.
Did you know that in California right now it's a misdemeanor?
I did not know that. Yeah, I don't like that. That's kind of sick.
That's horrible. California needs to step up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's absurd.
That doesn't sound right.
I'm not surprised.
I think I just gasped.
No, I didn't.
In California? In California. I did not know that.
There's so much, like, talk, like, especially in the politics about, like, trafficking right now, and I did not expect that to be, like, a misdemeanor.
No change? We're not going to change that? Jenna, can you believe that?
You can help make child spying a felony in California. Tag the state legislators in the caption and tell them to support SB 1414.
Hard to believe, right? Common sense. If you said to me, what planet, Kevin, we're going to sell a child for sex, I would say, over my dead body. Felony. It's like the one guy said, why, what jail should you put somebody in? Who wants you to go to jail? If you sell a child for sex, I want you dead. Welcome back. Oh, I know, Kevin, you're such a mean-spirited guy. There you go, talking about killing people. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Yeah, I want you dead. I don't think that I'm too far off from many other people who feel identically the same. But you know what? I'm a radical. Look at that Kevin Jackson. He's out there looking for violence. Yeah, whatever. These are the things that, think about, you didn't see the video of this, but this were mostly youngsters under 30 years old. being asked a question in their own state, asking, do you realize your state legislature doesn't consider selling children a felony? Now, how do you rationalize that? Who do you go to? And I don't even know why there needs to be a law on the books for this. You already know if you're caught selling a child, you're going to prison at best. But this is the crazy world we live in. This is the, are you ready? This is the sick world that we live in. And I can give you, look, these people don't think they're crazy. They think we are. Here's Katie Couric talking about this. She thinks we're the crazy ones.
And I feel like, to your point, Bill, the socioeconomic disparities are a lot, and class resentment is a lot, what, and anti-intellectualism and elitism is what is driving many of these anti-establishment, which are Trump voters, right, or anti-establishment voters. So I think that is a huge problem that we have to address. I mean, globalization and, you know, the transition from an industrial to a technological society. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been jealous of what someone else has or resentful. It is such a corroding and bitter, almost bile feeling.
Right.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was Katie Couric. I have to say, boy, the microphones they use in those studios with those guys are amazing. The clarity is just, yeah, wish we could afford those kind of mics. That's just booming. They're almost analog cartoid. I don't know, you could tell the difference in the sound. I know you could. And I love our show, and I love my guys, and we do the best we can with what we have. But boy, that sound is just inviting, like a Limbaugh's team. Anyway, what's Katie Couric saying? The socioeconomic despair. See, we are now the downtrodden, and they've made us this way because now they can now point the finger and say, look at these poor people. You know, they don't get it. There's a socioeconomic despair. They're jealous of us. That's why they have this corroding, bitter feeling. It's an anti-elitism, anti-intellectualism, anti-establishment. They don't like the established. They don't like the elites. They don't like the intellectuals. And here's our problem. We're transitioning from an industrial to a technological society. We can't do that. I mean, how are we going to make that transition? You would think these people, I mean, they see us as this turn of this, you know, 19th century America that's just a bunch of dumb yokels that doesn't understand the way the world works, but they've got it down. They know exactly how this stuff should work. We should just pay attention to them and all will be good. They are sick people. And I'm going to go into more detail when I talk to you about Joe Biden's polling, when I talk to you about this war that Joe Biden's trying to create with Israel and Iran and all the wars that he's currently fighting. And we have more and more people as examples speaking out on all the things that we're talking about.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.